Still Gehring is on the line. I mentioned a couple of minutes ago. This, I think, the story that he's about to tell you, and he's an expert on this, and he'll do a better job than I will, but it seems to me there's only two scenarios. Either the big companies, the big telecommunication companies, Telstra, Optus and Vodafone, will have to recall millions of SIM cards, which will cost them an absolute fortune, or the other thing is that we will get our privacy invaded. It seems like only one of the two things could happen. Still Gehring, our technical expert's on the phone. Hello, mate.
Hello, Justin, and I think your summary there is quite right. They are the two choices.
What happened? Tell me what happened. How did this thing happen?
Okay, look, the thing to remember is that the SIM card in your phone doesn't just identify your phone to the network and say, okay, that's customer Justin Smith, and that goes on his bill when he makes a call. It also contains the secret encryption key that encrypts your phone calls and your data to make sure that no one can just, like, sit with a radio receiver down in a car and monitor your transmissions or and listen in on your phone call. So it's part of the basic security of your phone.
Yeah.
Now, how it turns out, like with everything in our globalised society, there's only a few big companies that make these SIM cards globally. And the biggest of them all is Gemalto, that's based in Amsterdam but has 28 facilities across the world. And they've made probably about 1.5 billion of the SIM cards out there today.
Yeah, they're a big company. They're a whopper.
Big company. Yeah. They're $2 billion revenue a year and all of that stuff. And all three of Australia's telcos that run mobile networks, Telstra, Optus and Vodafone, all three of them get SIM cards from this company.
Okay.
What has happened in the last few days, Glenn Greenwald's team, The Intercept, which is an online publication set up to publish Edward Snowden's revelations about NSA surveillance and the Five Eyes and all of that Spookland stuff.
Yeah.
They have published a couple of slides from a PowerPoint deck and the claim that sometime a few years ago, back in 2010, 2011, spies from the NSA and Britain's equivalent, GCHQ, somehow got into Gemalto's network and stole a bunch of these keys for SIM cards. Now, we don't know how many, and Gemalto is saying, there's no risk. They're making a big press statement in the next 24 hours, but they're saying there's no problem yet, there's no financial impact. The shares went down pretty quickly, as you might imagine, on this. So we kind of don't know the impact. But the deal is, if you've got a copy of that, like, secret key that's in your SIM card, that means the spooks can pretend to be you, they can send an SMS and make it look like it's come from you and then remove it from the bill so there's no evidence.
Wow.
They can listen in on your calls and record your data, decrypt it at their leisure, and also if they happen to have recorded your phone transmissions in the past and it's all just encrypted garbage, well, now they can decrypt it at their leisure down the track. So we don't know the extent of this, but what we do know is that the mobile phone networks are vulnerable to this kind of attack.
Oh, yeah. Gee, it sounds like it.
SIM cards are made in batches. Gemalto, I can't get their name right. They'll love it. Their share price just goes down another notch.
Right, that's right. Thanks to you buggering up their name. Can I jump in still, Gary? Let me ask you this question. How long has Telstra and Optus and Vodafone known about this security issue?
Well, the NSA and GCHQ, they probably found out just as we did a couple of days ago when we read the news report. That's part of it. There is another school of thought in the information security community that says all of these standards for mobile phone encryption were designed way back before we really knew what we were doing, and they're a bit shoddy.
Okay.
And there is also the sense that there was pressure from the intelligence communities to make this encryption relatively easy to crack for the same reasons we hear in the surveillance debate today, that we don't want the bad guys being able to hide from law enforcement and the spook.
But we want to try and protect our privacy. Do you think, looking at this, do you think that these big companies of ours, like forget other companies, the Telstras and Optuses here, do you think they're going to recall it? Do you think they're going to have to do it?
It's going to depend on what Gemalto says overnight, our time, it's likely to be. If they are providing convincing evidence that either this supposed hack from the spooks never happened, or that it did, did, but they've identified that it was only to a relatively small period of time, and they've identified, you know, a limited recall rather than a general recall of all of their stuff for the last 3 years, then I can see that our telcos will go, okay, it's really going to depend on this.
Because,
I mean, Telstra has, what, is it 6 million customers, 8 million? No, it must be more than that.
Yeah, I know, I'm one of them. I'm worried about it. Well, look, it's good talking to you.
I've cheered you up, obviously.
Yeah, you have. Although it is a serious story, but I like it when you use terms like spooks and hacks.
Well, yeah, let's call it.
Sort of makes me feel in contact.
Let's talk it an ordinary thing. You know, we get all of this grand stuff about, oh, the national security agencies, isn't that? You know, it's our spooks. It's, you know, our good guys are spooks and the bad guys are hackers, but they're really both doing the same job, right?
Yeah, yes, yes, absolutely. Thanks, mate. Thanks for clearing it up. It's a complicated one, but it's important, isn't it?
It is. It's very important. It'll be interesting to see how this goes. And if nothing else, it will trigger the companies that distribute the SIM cards to improve their practices, because we do know that that Gemalto and the other companies will send like 400,000 SIM cards in the one container off to a customer like Telstra. You know, that's a few months' supply. And then Telstra needs a copy of the keys. They'll be just sent by courier. So, you know, we do know that the NSA has intercepted couriers. They've done things like diverted the courier to get a copy of someone, like to get someone's laptop that they've ordered online and modified it so they could hack into it and then sent it on. So, you know, look, why wouldn't you attack the weak point in the whole system? The thing that I find interesting is that, all right, if NSA and GCHQ and us Five Eyes nations have done this, what about the Chinese? What about the Russians? What about the Iranians?
Oh, yeah, don't, yeah, no, don't. I'm starting to shake.